Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Inventing Latinos, A New Story of American Racism by Laura E. Gomez examines how the category Latino was made in the United States and why that invention matters for law, politics, and everyday life. Drawing on history, sociology, and legal analysis, Gomez traces the long arc from Spanish colonization and U.S. territorial expansion to modern debates about immigration, citizenship, and civil rights. The book argues that Latinos have been positioned through shifting racial rules that treat them as sometimes white, sometimes non-white, and often foreign, creating a form of racism that operates differently from the black-white binary without being separate from it. Gomez also focuses on how institutions, including courts, schools, employers, and government agencies, have helped produce Latino identity through classification and policy. At the same time, the book highlights how Latino communities have organized, built coalitions, and contested the narratives imposed on them. The result is a framework for understanding contemporary polarization, demographic change, and the racial future of the United States. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the making of Latino as a political and racial category. A central topic is how Latino became a shared label for people with diverse national origins, cultures, and histories. Gomez explains that this identity did not simply emerge naturally from language or geography. It developed through social needs, political organizing, and state classification. Panethnic labels such as Hispanic and Latino gained traction as government agencies sought standardized categories for census counts, civil rights enforcement, and program administration. Media and marketing also reinforced a sense of sameness by treating communities with different migration stories as one audience. The book emphasizes that the very act of naming produces consequences. When institutions define a group, they influence who is seen as belonging, who is excluded, and what stereotypes attach to the group. Gomez also explores how the label can be both empowering and constraining. It can enable collective action and representation, yet it can flatten differences in race, class, and immigration status among Mexican Americans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Dominicans, Central Americans, and others. This topic sets up the argument that Latino is an invented category shaped by power, not merely a neutral description. Secondly, law, conquest, and citizenship in the Southwest and beyond. Gomez places legal history at the center of Latino racialization, especially in regions shaped by conquest and annexation. The book discusses how U.S. expansion into formerly Spanish and Mexican territories created populations that were incorporated through treaties, yet treated as suspect and subordinate. Property rights, language access, and political participation became arenas where belonging was contested. Courts and legislatures constructed boundaries around whiteness and citizenship, sometimes granting formal legal status while denying full social membership. The analysis shows that racism can be built into legal categories that appear objective, including who counts as white, who can naturalize, and who is seen as assimilable. Gomez connects these earlier legal frameworks to later developments such as segregation, labor exploitation, and restrictive immigration rules. By tracing continuity across centuries, the book demonstrates that anti-Latino racism is not only a product of modern immigration debates but also an outcome of foundational state-making. This topic helps readers see how law does not simply respond to social prejudice. It actively organizes racial meaning and distributes opportunity. Thirdly, a distinct pattern of racism tied to foreignness and conditional whiteness. Another important theme is that Latino racialization often operates through the presumption of foreignness. Even U.S.-born Latinos can be treated as perpetual outsiders, with language, accent, and appearance used as cues for exclusion. Gomez argues that this pattern creates a form of racism that can look different from the rigid one-drop tradition applied to Black Americans, while still participating in the same hierarchy. Latinos may be positioned as conditionally white in some contexts, such as certain local power structures or moments of political alignment, and then cast as non-white when economic anxiety or nationalist politics rise. This instability has practical effects. It can fragment solidarity, complicate civil rights claims, and obscure discrimination that is real but harder to categorize. The book also addresses how colorism and internal racial diversity shape Latino experiences, since Afro-Latino and indigenous Latino people may face compounded forms of marginalization. By highlighting conditional whiteness alongside criminalization and exclusion, Gomez provides a vocabulary for understanding why debates about race in America can miss Latino realities when they rely only on traditional black-white frameworks. Fourthly, immigration, labor, and the criminalization pipeline, Gomez links immigration policy to broader systems of labor control and social discipline. She explains how guest worker arrangements, border enforcement, and deportation regimes have historically served economic demands while maintaining racial boundaries. Periods of recruitment and tolerance have often been followed by crackdowns, revealing a cycle where Latino labor is welcomed, but Latino people are policed. The book explores how the line between immigration enforcement and criminal law has blurred, producing surveillance and punishment that reach into workplaces, neighborhoods, and schools. This criminalization is not only about individual wrongdoing, it is shaped by narratives that equate Latino presence with illegality. Gomez also connects these dynamics to public policy debates over welfare, education, and voting rights, showing how anti-immigrant politics can spill into restrictions that harm citizens and non-citizens alike. Importantly, the analysis situates Latino experiences within a wider history of American racial control, while also showing what is specific about the border as a symbolic and institutional site. This topic equips readers to interpret current controversies about walls, raids, and asylum as part of a longer racial project. Lastly, resistance, coalition building, and the future of race in America. The book does not treat Latinos only as subjects of classification. It also foregrounds agency and political struggle. Gomez highlights how communities have organized through labor movements, civil rights litigation, student activism, and electoral mobilization. A key point is that Latino politics has often been shaped by coalition, sometimes with Black, Asian American, Indigenous, and white allies, and sometimes strained by competition and differing interests. The book encourages readers to see coalition building as both necessary and difficult in a racial system that rewards division. It also considers how demographic change affects national identity narratives, including the fear that the United States is becoming less white. Gomez frames the invention of Latinos as part of a larger story about how race is remade over time, not a fixed set of categories. Understanding these processes helps readers anticipate how future conflicts over citizenship, language, policing, and representation may unfold. This topic ultimately asks what a more equitable multiracial democracy would require: clearer recognition of Latino racialization, stronger cross-group solidarity, and policies that address structural inequality rather than symbolic inclusion alone. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want a deeper explanation of race in the United States beyond the familiar black-white narrative, including students in ethnic studies, sociology, history, political science, and law, as well as journalists, educators, and community advocates. It will also resonate with readers trying to understand contemporary conflicts over immigration, policing, voting rights, and demographic change. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. Gomez provides a framework for recognizing how categories are built, how institutions reproduce inequality, and how myths about foreignness and illegality shape everyday interactions. That clarity can improve how readers evaluate news, policy proposals, and workplace or school dynamics, and it can support more informed civic participation. Compared to many books that focus narrowly on one national origin group or treat Latino identity mainly as culture, this work emphasizes the structural production of Latino as a racial category across time. Its interdisciplinary approach makes the argument durable, connecting conquest, citizenship, labor, and civil rights into one narrative. For readers choosing among similar titles, it stands out for explaining not just what happened, but how racial meanings get made and remade, and why that process still governs opportunity today. If you would like to support Laura E. Gomez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.